Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We always look forward to having your dialogue and discussion, your input, your thoughts, in addition to what we're saying each and every day on this broadcast. I pray that it's informative to you, inspirational, challenging, and educational. I tell some people, if you tune in long enough, some programs will make you glad, some will make you mad, but all in between, we are prayerful each and every day that God will give the words and the insight and the direction, the wisdom that we might communicate to you the truth of what is happening from a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview simply means that we look at what's happening locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally. We look at what is taking place politically, socially, economically, and religiously. We look at it all through the prism of the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? That's having a central biblicist worldview. And ladies and gentlemen, let me quickly add to that. Lest we do that, nothing makes sense. Unless we view it from God's vantage point, nothing makes sense at all. We need to recognize that God is on the throne, that God is in control, that God's in charge. And when we study the eschatological prophetic future of this old world found in the scripture, we understand what God's doing. We may not fathom it all. We may not be able to embrace it all and recognize it fully. But God's word said it. That settles it. We need to embrace it and understand that God's in control. God's in charge. It's not kind of a willy-nilly world out of control. We look at the Biden administration and think, well, those folks are nuts. They're not. They're brilliant people, generally speaking. They just have a demonic mind, and what they're wanting to do is demonically controlled and not under the auspices, the authority of the Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, as we do each and every day, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's God's Word that should have the final, foremost authority in what is said and done. When you look at John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he says very clearly, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus says, John 14:6, I am truth. Further, there's a declaratory statement made in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Lord that endures forever. Psalms 117:2 reminds us. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the battle today is a battle over truth. It is a battle for the hearts and the minds of our sons and daughters. Today, we're faced with a demonic battle to tear down and destroy the home. We're talking about today Satan's battle for our kids. Satan's battle for our kids. We see that, ladies and gentlemen, when we understand what the scripture says in Psalms 127:3, the scripture says that our children are an heritage of the Lord. And today there seems to be an intensification of the war that's being waged by Satan to destroy the hearts and the minds of our children, destroying their lives and their future. And when we study the truth book, the Word of God, we understand that we are in an era today where there's a battle for the hearts and the minds when it comes to truth. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, we see that being fulfilled today. We'll talk about some of that during the course of this broadcast. One of the states that's dealing with trying to pass legislation to prevent the butchering and the body altering of our children, the Democrats all voted against that bill. We're seeing that taking place on a national level, local level, and a statewide level. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's because so many people today have their own version of what is truth. In fact, we're told by the latest survey, 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age groups called the millennials, 55% of that group says, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth. And that's the problem today. You go back and study the book of Judges, and you find in the Old Testament book of Judges, the Bible says, it was an era when every man did that which was right in his own eyes. We see that day today taking place in the full view of all of us that's watching. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth that counts. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns of the decline of America as the finding is because of the death of truth. He says, and may I quote, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge us each and every day. This broadcast is designed to seek the truth. This broadcast is designed that we might learn the truth. This broadcast is designed based on the truth book, the Word of God, and I pray that it becomes real in your heart and life. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brand with Honda and Echo equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. But ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the landscape and lawn care equipment. They can answer your questions about professional brands and the homeowner brands and what is needed in your home, family, or business. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, 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 ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have with us today our special guest that we have each Friday, Lord willing, as we discuss the issues from a central biblicist viewpoint, Pastor Davis. Pastor Davis, delighted to have you with us today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. I do want to give honor to God the Father, who's ahead of my life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say good morning to my bride of 37 years. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For you on today. All of my family and friends that are listening on today to 91.7, The Truth Radio.
Amen.
And I thank God for this radio station because, Dr. Youngblood, they stand for the truth. We stand for the truth. And we're not here trying to give you our version of truth.
That's right.
We are here giving you the truth coming from the Word of God, because it is the truth.
Amen.
Psalm 12, I believe that 6 and 7 say, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Mm-hmm. That's to the 7th power.
That's right.
I don't think we can get it any more purer than
that's
that.
That's right.
So if we're getting it from the Word of God, and He's telling us exactly what the truth is, then if we obey the Word, as we read it and understand it, then we won't be deceived.
That's
is
right.
What I meant to say, by the social misconceptions that are out there concerning critical race theory and all these other things. because they are only trying to pervert our nation.
Yes, sir.
So if we stand on the word of God on today, truly, the truth shall set us free.
Amen. Amen. Well stated. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, sometimes I get caught up in what we need to say and the shortness of the time to say it in.
Amen.
That I forget to tell you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. I heard an individual recently that said, I listened passionately to your broadcast one day. I wanted to jump in and say something. He said, but I didn't know the number to call. And so I try to make that relevant over and over and over during the course of the broadcast. Jot that number down if you're where you can. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. And that discussion today is Satan's battle for our children. And again, may I read to you, Psalms 127, verse 3 says, children are an heritage of the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, there is the what I perceive, and you may differ, love to hear from you. If you realize that this is real, love to hear you, have you join in the dialogue and discussion on what you see taking place that validates what we're saying today on this broadcast. But I see the intensification, ladies and gentlemen, of the war being waged by Satan himself to destroy our children. Now, I understand it is across the board blanket statement. But I believe not only destroying the children, but destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our nation. Satan is out to destroy the fundamental warp and woof that's the fabric of our society today. If you take away the morals and the ethics and the values and the biblical truth, you've destroyed the foundation. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm challenging you today with passion to understand where we are and what we need to do. We're going to talk about the whole litany of what's happening. Then we're going to ask the question, how should we then live? How should parents respond? What should grandparents do in relationship to what we see taking place with our kids in our schools and the system today that's destroying them? Ladies and gentlemen, the real truth is that it is evil. In fact, Sarah Huckabee Sanders recently said in her response to Joe Biden's State of the Union address, she says it's crazy and not normal. In fact, she said this very thing. She said you have either normal or crazy. And what Biden is doing is crazy. But ladies and gentlemen, the real truth is it's not just crazy, it's evil. It's not good, it's evil. It's wickedness. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. We're talking about demonic entourage, ladies and gentlemen, that has the hearts and the minds and the lives that's absolutely under the demonic control in Washington today by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party and Joe Biden heading that. And I don't know how to say it any more direct and any clearer than I'm saying it, but this administration, ladies and gentlemen, is, I believe, a demonic tool in the hands of Satan to steal the lives, the hearts, the minds, the bodies of our children. We've already had, ladies and gentlemen, 100, in fact, this number, let me just clarify something. The number I'm about to give you was the relative number, October 2022. That 146,000 teens, preteens, and youngsters as young as 4 and 5 years old had been totally butchered by barbaric methods of destroying their sexuality by what is called the transgender surgeries. The transgender surgeries are now the top of the Biden agenda. Today, we're witnessing an all-out demonic assault on our children. I'm going to finish a few thoughts here, then we'll take our first caller. So hang in there. We've not forgotten you. Here's an article that says, governor becomes an anti-trans hero, pledges to ban mutilations of our kids. Listen, the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, received two standing ovations Monday from the state's lawmakers as he called on them to send him a bill banning all mutilation, all gender transition surgeries, and transgender hormones and the hormone therapies performed on minor children in his state. Quote, this is the governor of the state of Oklahoma. We must protect our most valuable children, Stitt said in the state of the state address on Monday. Quote, after all, minors can't vote. Minors can't purchase alcohol. Minors can't purchase cigarettes. We shouldn't allow a minor to get a permanent gender-altering surgery in Oklahoma, end quote. He further says, and I quote, That's why I'm calling on the legislature to send me a bill that bans all gender transition surgeries and hormone therapies on minors in the state of Oklahoma. And then he goes on, this article says, earlier Monday, a pro-transgender group operating under the slogan Trans Lives Matter occupied the Oklahoma Capitol's rotunda. But their demonstration only seemed to embolden the governor, who declared in his speech, quote, as governor, I will never shy away from calling out right from wrong. I will not be intimidated by partisan interest groups or to make decisions based on groupthink. I will continue my responsibility to lead and not to follow. And it goes on to talk about the bill that was up for voting and how it was carried out. He says then, we have a duty to protect the minors from a lot of things. We don't let them drink. We don't let them get tattoos, he says in his speech to the folks in the, well, of the House and the Senate. Most Democrats, pro-transgender activist groups, have staged protests against the nation to slow down conservative-led efforts to stop the trans medical procedures that fall under the LGBTQ activist euphemism spin as gender-affirming surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, what you hear with the transgender movement, keep in mind, listen, when that child and some as young as 4 and 5 years old have been mutilated, put on trans hormones to destroy them, ladies and gentlemen, that human being, that individual will never be able to reproduce. It's a sterilization method. That individual will never be able to function in the sexuality and the gender that he or she thinks he's going into in the trans movement. Multitudes of parents are doing that to their kids today, and I believe those parents need to be charged with the mutilation and the destruction of that child, with child endangerment. They need to be charged with it, because that's literally what is taking place.
So then, Dr. Youngblood, the end result now, if I'm listening right,
yes,
the way that you explained everything, now that's a dangerous thing that's happening right there.
Absolutely.
So the end result of that agenda within itself is confusion for the public,
mm-hmm,
for our next generation that's coming up,
yeah,
and then population control.
Absolutely. No question about it. It's population control.
It's a sad, sad case.
And that child, that individual, that human being, when he undergoes that transitional surgery, he is in the care and the keeping and the under the auspices of the medical society and the pharmaceutical society for the rest of his or her life.
My, my.
Never getting out of it, never producing, never reproducing. And we have those today and up into the hundreds of thousands across America. And it's mainly affecting and attacking and destroying our youth today.
My, my.
And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Satan's battle for our kids. I believe we have a caller on the line. Kenneth, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to have you with us.
I'm telling you, both of y'all, I'm telling you, I love y'all, man.
Hey, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I do. I tell you what, everything I was about to say, y'all said. You already put the point online. Should I say it like that?
Well, brother, I'm thankful for you. Thankful for your listening. Thankful for your dialogue, discussion, your comment on it. And I am concerned about where we're going as a nation. I'm concerned about where we're going with the morals, ethics, and the values in general. But I'm very concerned. I'm alarmed. It is an alarming concern for what we see taking place with our kids, young kids. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, preteens and teenagers in particular, with about 146,000 having already undergone the butchering, the barbaric surgery of the, quote, transgender movement today. That group in society will never be able to perform. That group in society will never be able to have any input in society. And by the way, Kenneth, most are not aware of the fact that that group, hear me, that follows the LGBTQ agenda, that now follows the agenda of the transitional surgeries that's being promulgated by Joe Biden, that group is has a 40% rate of suicide as a result of depression following the so-called transgender surgery. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood. One sad thing is, these people have their surgery, they're going to be beholden to the Democratic Party because they're going to need counseling. They're going to need special services. They're going to need medical care. They're going to be beholden to the Democratic Party for the rest of their life. But
absolutely. And you're saying that. Let me jump in for a moment. And part of that being dependent upon the Democratic Socialist Marxist agenda, and that is for a hand down and not a hand up, simply because they're dependent upon the state for food, clothing, and shelter, because they never, ever, ever get out of the depression of the decision that was made by their parents or by themselves as a tender age that cannot understand the future tense. And as a result of that, they're dependent upon and become wards of the state. And that's what this whole thing is about, nationally and internationally, is making a global institution that would simply be called a communist nation, a socialist Marxist agenda to destroy the hearts, the minds, and the work ethics of the human being.
But, yes, that's true, Dr. Youngblood. I've really done a lot of thinking. You know, I sat in the seat of this big truck 10, 12 hours a day, and I pay attention to what I'm doing on the road, but I do have time to think, and I've thought about, you know, the lie in the Garden of Eden has never went away. It's always been perpetuated that you don't need God. Mm-hmm. You know, you can be as smart as God. And Dr. Youngblood, when I listen to these people that don't think they need a savior, what on earth are they thinking that you can run a society with no rules? No rules, just whatever you think is right, that's going to go. Isn't that the epitome of insanity?
The epitome of insanity. It's the epitome of a mind and a heart that has disavowed, disallowed, and dissed God. That's what you find when you do not have God in the equation to give wisdom and strength and understanding as to what we ought to do as human beings. You're exactly right.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, I need God in my life every day.
Amen.
Amen.
We do.
And I need him to guide me and lead me, prosper me, heal me, forgive me, and protect me. And I just can't imagine somebody that thinks that, or a society that thinks that they're going to live without that. I just think that it just won't work. I know it won't work.
It won't work, and we're on the fast track for total demise as a nation as a result of somehow believing the demonic lie that it would work without God. And in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, there's a mindset that what they do is devoid of anything that's called a dependence upon God. But, Tom, you're exactly right, brother.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, and I implore our listeners to please help support this broadcast so that we get this truth on a daily basis, and we can expand it and get the truth out all over this great nation.
Amen. Well, brother, I second that motion, and I invite any of our listeners, if this is a blessing to you, this broadcast each day, go to our website, FCBC, that's FCBCATJax.com. Go to the radio portion, look at the donate button, snap on that button, and make a contribution toward this broadcast longevity, its continuation, and broadening the base. Our desire, our goal, is to reach you, our listening audience, with the truth from a central biblicist worldview, and we'd love to have you participate in the underwriting and the support for this going on. Thank you, Tom, for your comments and for your inviting others to join in your support of this broadcast. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's sad to see what the DNC are doing to this country. The demonic national committee, which is the Democrats, and they always run their mouths saying that they follow science, they follow science, follow science. Have you heard about the Europe, those countries where all this nonsense started? The homosexual marriage, the transgender, and all those surgeries, they are stopping those surgeries because they find out that the medical association, most of them say, wait a minute, this is not the way to go. And the other hand are the lawsuits that are taking place because some of those kids, they were destroyed in the future. They were, you know, butchered and castrated, but those nonsense doctors, so now that they became adults, they are suing.
Yes.
Because they were too young to consent. So you got those loony, crazy, demonic-possessed parents that allow that nonsense. So many of those countries in Europe are stopping all these surgeries. But yet, the hypocrite liberals, they don't follow science and they don't follow what they do. They just keep pushing this demonic agenda.
It's a demonic agenda, and Jose, I believe what we can do is follow the money trail. It is mega financially beneficial for those that are pushing this. And you touched on that. It's not just in other nations. Right here in America, I've got in my file one of the cases where a 26-year-old young woman has now filed suit against her school, the counselors in the school teacher, the doctor, the hospitals, et cetera, that performed the barbaric surgery on her body. She's now 26 years old, and she looked back when she was 16, and she had the counselors, the teachers, and the whole medical society pushing her, authorizing it to be done, saying that's the wise thing to do, et cetera. And now she's looking back, and she says, I was lied to from every aspect of it. I was lied to by the school, lied to by the counselors, lied to by the doctors, lied to by the hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. She says that he is now totally dependent upon medications 24/7, totally depressed with everything that's done. Said she is now very, very, very unhappy because of the decision that was made when she said, according to the article, that she didn't have sense enough, mind enough, understanding enough, wisdom enough to make the decision at 16 and was told a lie. And she's now regretting it and living in a state of depression. You're exactly right.
Let's hope that many thousands of people do the same thing. They start suing all those irresponsible clinics that are butchering those minors, and they say, wait a minute, we are losing millions now. And that could be an answer to our prayers. So all these hungry for money are going to see how many lawsuits and how many lawyers are going to go after them, and they're going to stop doing this nonsense because this is very, very demonic. But anyway, coming from the DNC, the Democratic Party, I'm not surprised. You know what I mean? And
yes.
I think that's the way this country is going. And seeing this guy on Tuesday, I didn't get to see him. The way he was speaking that this is normal on kids, that's insanity. I don't know if that guy is crazy or what's going on with him, but we have to pray for this nation, brother. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Jose, you're exactly right. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, Democrats now promoting human sacrifice. In the article, it says Tucker Carlson blasted the Democrats in Congress for wearing pins supporting abortion, calling them ghouls. Let's set aside the politics and ask an honest question. He says, who loves abortion? Many think it should be legal, but do you love abortion? Do you think that abortion is a wonderful, affirming thing, act that you can feel proud of or brag about in your jewelry, Tucker Carlson asked. If you feel that way, you should know that you're not defending a medical procedure, but wouldn't say that aloud. But listen, he says, here's the bottom line. He says, for the Democrats, you're promoting an ancient religious ritual called human sacrifice, end quote. And Tucker Carlson is exactly right. And it's the demoralization that's taking place through the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that's making that being embraced and applauded by so many in society today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're with Pastor Glenn Davis. We're here today, and we're talking about the fact Satan's battle for our children, Satan's battles for the kids, the lives of our kids. And this battle is intensifying, ladies and gentlemen, taking the hearts and the lives and the minds and the ethics and the values of our children away and destroying the future generation of what God would want to do in America. We're going to continue this conversation, ladies and gentlemen, right after the top of the hour news. But we want us to understand it's not just crazy. It's not the difference between normal and good. It is between good and evil. It's a demonic aura. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.